Ajahn Chah was born in, he wasn't born Ajahn Chah, surprisingly enough. He was just plain Chuang Chot, in June of 1918, in a small village in the northeast of Thailand, in Ubon province. And Ubon province, for those of you who are not familiar with Thai geography, is the corner of Thailand where Thailand borders on Laos and Cambodia, like that far eastern corner of that bulge out to the right-hand side of Thailand, where it borders the Mekong River. So it really is the back of beyond. And he was born in a little village there to a reasonably prosperous village family. Most people in the village were subsistence rice farmers. He was the fifth of 11 children, which in Thailand in those days, and still largely into these days, is not an enormous family. He was a boisterous child, chunky. He always had this solid frame to him, and exuberant. Even as a child, he was very honest, and he was a no one of his childhood companions can remember him ever getting into a fight with anyone. By his own words, he was always a truth teller. He was also a natural leader amongst his companions, and always seemed to be the one who was kind of leading the games, and was that no games were quite so much fun unless Cha was in the pack. And this is from a biography of Ajahn Chah called Upalamani, which means Ajahn Chah was very good on word plays, and he was delighted in kind of linguistic tricks. And so Ajahn Jayasaro, who's an English monk who wrote the biography in Thai, who's also equally fond of word plays, called it Upalamani, which both means the jewel in the lotus and also the jewel of Ubon province. So he was very tickled with that one. And this is a biography called Upalamani that he wrote, that's very, very slowly being translated into English. And I'll read a few passages here.